believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Olsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Oche. What's up, babies?
Hey, hey.
And welcome back from New York, by the way, Mary.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice time?
Had a really nice time. Walked everywhere.
I bet. How long were you there for?
Flew in Thursday at 4, left Monday morning on 9 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good to hear
it was
you
great.
Back. Look refreshed. You look happy.
I'm not moving back there.
You're not moving back there.
No.
Yeah, good. Because you're in San Diego. And why would you ever leave San Diego?
I like Chicago better than New York.
Well, having lived there for 44 years and having been to both places, I can tell you there's good reason for that.
Right.
Chicago is a better New
York,
in
my opinion. Was it
all pleasure? Did you do any business out there? Any business?
Nope.
No. All right, there you
I tried to with Valerie Geller, but she was flying to L.A. as I was flying to New York.
Uh-huh.
So we missed each other.
All righty. Well, here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio, we talk about the tips, tools, strategies, and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. And you can grab yourself a free copy of that book at whatisyourwhat.com. And please do. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. As a matter of fact, I just got a letter. Oops, sorry, Mary Gurley. Just kicked you under the table there. But I got a letter, interestingly enough, from a guy. It's just, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you write books, Mary. And
mm-hmm.
So you put stuff out there. And it's just really interesting how you put something out and you never know what is going to happen. I mean, you hope that it impacts people's lives in a positive way, but you never know exactly what's going to happen here. And so, you know, I talk a lot about the power of appearing as a guest on podcasts, right? I mean, and that's obviously what the Profiting from Podcast Training is all about, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we're doing at the New Media Summit and so on. And so I try to appear on as many shows as I possibly can. I think I've been on over 300 shows in the last 24 months. So
nice.
I was recently on a show that my buddy Mitch Russo does, and actually Mitch will be at the New Media Summit as well as a guest. But basically, I was heard on that show and talk about the book, What Is Your What, and
mm-hmm.
some of the strategies from it. And this guy grabbed the book. And I'm not going to read the whole thing to you here, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
That's a long email.
It's a long email. I'm not going to read this to you, but just to give you a kind of a sense of this gentleman who wrote in and what he said, it was interesting. His name is Holger Scheib. He is of German origin, living in Switzerland, and a citizen of both countries. He said counties, but of both countries. Basically, he's a trained chemist holding two MSc degrees. What's an MSc degree? Master of Science, I guess? Master of Science.
Science and Chemistry, maybe?
Science and Chemistry degrees. One from Germany and then one from the University of Cincinnati, as well as a PhD. And for a while, he had been a professor, and evidently in Switzerland, they pay these folks really, really well. Like, they actually appreciate teachers.
Yeah.
And teachers are really, really well paid. So he was, in addition to being a chemist and leaving that, and then going in the Swiss high school system and teaching there and being paid really, really well, he just has done a lot. Talk about reinvention. Just somebody who has completely reinvented his life over the years. But anyway, long story short, he picked up the book and he found himself, he said he didn't read it. He said he worked through it from A to Z, sat down for hours thinking and contemplating. Your book was the first thing I read after waking up and the last thing I saw before my eyes couldn't bear anymore late at night. That's a little bit of a scary thought, waking up with Steve and going to bed with Steve. I don't know about that, but that's what he did. Took him 2 weeks to finish the book while working double shifts at his work. And although I had gone most of my way to become the person I am today, your book asked the right questions and made me look in the hidden corners of myself. Assisted by my wife, I took huge strides in a couple of hours to add a ton of detail to my personality. I transformed from a half-finished sculpture to a piece of fine-tuned craftsmanship, if you allow some self-praise. as a consequence, I took on entrepreneurship and our lives in a totally different manner because he and his wife had just started a company together, mm-hmm. and he really started looking at it in a different way. I am much more focused, much more committed. I am no longer convinced that being an entrepreneur is my what. I now know it. So interesting, but you just the point only being that you put something out and you really never know who's going to read it, who's going to be affected by it, and where the people across the globe, you know, truly are that are going to see some of the stuff that you put out. So thanks to Holger for that note. And
are you going to reply to him?
I did already. I did already. Yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting. A friend of mine posed the question, and, you know, we cover a lot of ground here on What Is Your What Wednesday. Sometimes we go straight from the book, and other times we talk in more topical fashion. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a little more topical, but I think it's definitely related to that letter and just the whole conversation in general. And so the question that I would pose to you both is this, which is it our choices, our chances, or our challenges which have the biggest impact on our outcome of our lives? And so just wanted to kind of get your take on that in terms of, is it your choices, your chances, or your challenges that have the biggest impact? I mean, obviously writing the book was a choice. It was also a challenge, right, to write it. But it was clearly a choice to sit down and write that book and then putting that out. You can see the impact that it's had on this gentleman and mm-hmm. how it's had impact on my life. So, ladies first, shall we start with you, Mary Goulet? Is it the choices, the chances, or the challenges which have the biggest impact on your life, obviously speaking from your perspective?
I would say choices. Yeah. And then choices can create or did create some challenges in my life. But mm-hmm. I think the choices, I tell this to my daughters who are 17 and 15, the choices you make today are setting up your future. Mm-hmm. How hard you work in school, where you choose to go to college, mm-hmm. Apply yourself. Choices now at this age make a huge difference, and they only become more plentiful as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll circle back to that, but Richie, what's your take on that?
I would say, let's see, to put them all on the right. So which one affects you more?
That's choices, yep.
Okay, affects you more
choices,
in a positive way.
Yep, chances or challenges.
So I would say chances are the least, for sure. Like I'm looking at this like a multiple choice, and I'm Xing that one out. Mm-hmm. It's not that. Because you're... choices you make, I'd have to agree with Mary, because your choices create better chances and can create challenges because you're mm-hmm. disrupting things. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like how you look at your challenges will help you make better choices. So I'd have to go with choices.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah. When I talk about the concept of yay, no, which mm-hmm. is that yes, no moment, that moment of truth, that fork in the road where you have the ability to say yes or no, like yes, you're going to listen to this show or no, you're going to listen to another show. I mean, that's a yay, no choice. What I like to have people think about is to basically have those choices stack up in such a way that the you of tomorrow can look back and give thanks to the you of today. You know, and like certain things have happened in my life where I look back, like even writing the book. I mean, I had two young kids when I wrote that book. Mm-hmm. And some of the real estate things I've done, some of the business things I look back and I'm like, who was that person? Like, who was I in that period of time to get that done? Because sometimes it's really hard to tap back into that and either find that fire or find the ability. You know, like I played softball last night. I play on this league thing. It's a 12-inch league. And, you know, I can kind of see a little bump and bruise here, but I took a line drive kind of right off of the bone of the wrist there.
Ouch.
And I was like, you know, 10 years ago, I would have made that play all day long. Now I take it straight in the bone. You know, it's like, so what the, you know, what the heck?
12-inch league, taking it straight in the bone? What's going on over here?
I know. Little slow on the draw. But anyway, the point being, you know, as we look at our choices, our chances and our challenges, it's interesting how as we go through life, we can make certain choices at certain periods of time that we don't necessarily seem to be able to make now. And I think it's interesting how our choices change too.
That's why I say it's both. You know, we have this perpetual never-ending nurture nature.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your what is saying nature.
Yes.
I tend to say it's both, but the epigenetics, even when you had J.J. Virgin and all these different people, like what you feed your mind and what you feed your body changes your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, you are all those people and not that same person all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's weird, right? Like, it's like you're still you, but those, the 4-year-old Steve didn't disappear. None of those ages of Steve ever disappeared.
Yeah.
They're just, how did you file those thoughts away? And do they come back subconsciously and still do it? Or do you have awareness of when they come back? But they don't disappear. It's not like you're like, oh, those thoughts go away now.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, and it's interesting, right? Talk about remembering things and choices and this, that, and the other. So I think I told you, and you saw probably that I had that thing on my lip, right, where I had that thing that was removed. It was like this big black kind of spot thing that my dentist and I was like, you got to get that checked out. And my wife was like, you got to get that checked out. And she was like that for 2 years. So I finally did. I finally had it removed, and the, you know, the biopsy, whatever, came back, and it was perfectly fine. I mean, you know, it was benign, I guess is what the right term would be.
Correct.
And but while the dermatologist was searching me, he found this blue kind of dot-like thing behind my knee.
Yeah, you mentioned that once.
I had no idea what that was. It came back. It was like some sort of tattoo. I do not remember.
What do you mean? You got a tattoo?
No, I have no idea. Like somebody stabbed me with a pen or like I have no idea, but it's just really interesting how...
A blue dot? Is it? Did you play with pins when you were a kid or
evidently,
pencils?
Evidently.
Because lead. I got a blue dot from
right?
lead.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. But there we go. So we never know what our choices, our chances, and our challenges are going to lead to. All right, my friends. We'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday. And don't forget, you can grab a free copy of What Is Your What at whatisyourwhat.com. I'll talk to you really soon. Bye-bye.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.